702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
It's 80 minutes before 8 o'clock. Good morning, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Clem. Are you well today?
I'm good, man. Why is this Russian blogger not happy with us South Africans?
Ooh, very, 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 very unhappy. The Russians are, unfortunately, and maybe that's why David Mabuza has to come back to South Africa so quickly. Maybe he got kicked out of Russia. But there's this video that's going viral of a Russian blogger, and he has discovered a video of a couple of South Africans who are sitting around the dinner table, and they are describing how they love to eat Russians. And so he sees this video and he is so upset. Okay. He is like, yes, I can't believe this. But let's take a listen to the audio and just listen to how cross this Russian is when he hears about us eating Russians.
Guys, I cannot believe this. I find the video on South African internet how they say they eat Russians. Just have a look.
I love eating Russians. I chop them in half and I deep fry them.
And then they pop and sizzle.
My mother, she boils them.
Bloody disgusting.
I mean, like I could eat two at the same time.
I love the big ones and the small ones.
Yo.
I cannot believe what I'm watching. Это каннибализм, это против прав человека.
And you can eat them with your hands or your fucking knife, anything.
I like it when they peel off and they're all looking pink inside.
He goes on and he says, guys, they are laughing, saying they eat Russians. They only eat the best Russians. Please share to your social media. They must be punished.
Oh, yeah.
It is really, really funny. So I suspect it's a viral ad campaign, and yeah, there isn't a link that has been shared with the video, and it goes to a looks like a mock-up Russian video news site. But nonetheless, very, very funny. So we still don't know, where it's going to go to or how it's going to be revealed. Mm. But it's very, very funny in terms of, I mean, can you imagine these Russians thinking, yes, it's, you know, they chop it up and I love to eat the big ones with a knife and fork and wada. Mm. So, yeah, good laugh for us this morning.
It is. And maybe we can ask our listeners if we've got, do we have foods that we eat that tourists think, what is that? Right? I know that, especially Maotwana, you know, chicken feed, when you explain to people that we eat that, sometimes they're like, ah, you eat that? So what do you think is the food we have?
What is that?
Yeah, exactly. So 0118-702. I'd like to hear from you. Also, Mopani worms. I grew up eating this. My grandmother used to cook this a lot in tomato. This used to be incredible. But if you tell people that we eat Mopani worms, they'll think we're crazy.
Yeah, look, I've had a dried Mopani worm and it tasted like bark, but I've had it in that tomato sauce and much, much better. I could eat that. But,
best thing ever.
Yeah, let's hear.
Yeah, we'll take the calls and voice notes on that. And you want to also tell us about how to clean our sneakers.
Yeah, are you a sneaker guy? Do you have a big collection of sneakers, especially white sneakers?
And I lie on white things, and my mom always complains that because I hate washing them, right? I just like wearing them and getting them dirty. Yeah. And then I must make a plan to get them washed.
I love white sneakers, and I'm like one of those guys, if you stand on my sneakers, I give you a look, and you know, you're like, don't do that again. But the worst thing is cleaning them. Like, you know, it's a mission, and everybody I think has got their own little process of cleaning their sneakers. And this woman has taken to TikTok to give some advice. And basically she says you spray some, stain remover on the shoes. Then you take some bicarb and you rub it in with a scourer, and then you let that dry, and then you whip them in a towel, and then you throw them into the washing machine on a gentle cycle, and then you let them air dry. And then she shows the pictures afterwards of these previously dirty shoes, and then these clean ones, and they look really, really great. They look brand new, basically. So maybe we can also ask that question this morning. What is your go-to method when you want to clean your sneakers, especially the white ones? How do you get them nice and white and clean again?
We'll take calls on that on 011 8830702. How do you clean your sneakers to make sure that they're white again? Yeah, I'll take your calls on that.